Let's have a look at hidden history now. That's what we do around this time every Tuesday. Charles Fay is with us. Charles, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So this week, Bendigo is celebrating 150 years of tertiary education. I've read about tertiary education, never bothered it myself, but those bloody panel vans and surfing got in the way. But never mind. Anyway, they tell me it was pretty good. You would have had a bit of it.
I had a fair bit of it, yeah.
So tell us about 150 years ago. I was sort of surprised, I mean, just after the gold rush and that it was the Bendigo School of Mines established.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it was established. It comes out of the building next door to it at the moment, which is the Mechanics Institute, which was a scheme for sort of self-education, I suppose, by working men. But I think the Bendigo School of Mines was mooted, I suppose, in the early 1870s when the Bendigo deep quartz mines were booming, and I think the technical skills of mining were becoming much greater. And so I think a number of people then decided in 1871 to plan for setting up a school of mines.
Okay.
Which opened in 1873, as you said.
Right. Jeepers. So, yes, between then and now, I guess there's been a lot of transformations of both the organisation and what they actually cover. But the roots you can sort of track all the way through, can't you?
Yeah. I mean, I think that there has been, in the past, there was a huge emphasis on, I suppose, engineering and geology and metallurgy. So I think in its very early days, it was tempting to sort of train people for the mining industry. And a lot of sort of Bendigo-trained people then went on to become sort of senior people in mines in Broken Hill and Western Australia. But I think when sort of mining starts to sort of die out, it broadens out into the technical education. And I think it's very important for training engineers.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned their notable past students, and I was having a look at that. And, yeah, it is amazing to see just how far and wide some of the products of that Bendigo School of Mines and Industries actually went and the impact that they had in that mining area.
Yeah, huge impact. Yeah, because I think in many ways Victoria sort of leads the sort of development of deep sort of rock mining. And those skills that were developed in places like Bendigo become so important when new fields are opened up at Broken Hill, and as I said, in the west.
So I guess now, just sort of going the other way, if you look back, La Trobe University's Bendigo campus is, I guess, the sort of absolute end result of the various changes, mergers, etc., that started as the Bendigo School of Mines and Industries.
Yeah, and I think what's happened is we've gone. It's still very much science based, but in a sense, what's happened in recent years is greater emphasis has been given to the sort of medical sciences, with nursing, physiotherapy, and those sorts of fields.
No, fascinating stuff indeed. And I know there's some stuff planned. We're actually going to be talking tomorrow on the show about the 150th. Anniversary of tertiary education in Bendigo and some of the events. I know they've got a big event on Wednesday, so we'll be talking about that tomorrow morning on the show. But fascinating stuff, mate.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you, Charles. You have a great week, and we'll talk next week.
Okay, catch you, Mark. Bye.
Cheers. Charles Fay, the hidden history expert here for the Wake Up Call on Gold Centre Victoria.